We're waiting for sickness to end. We're waiting for the economy to bounce back and for things to return to normal. And maybe this week we're just waiting for the heat to go away too.
Right. OK，也许你等待的就是什么时候能够回去上班，等待说这个疫情什么时候能够结束，等待经济如何能够复苏，然后等待事情能够回归正常。眼下我们大概等待这个天气什么时候能够过去。
But what if things never go back to the way they were? What if this right now is the new normal?
那万一事情永远不能够回归所谓的正常，万一我们眼下就是所谓的新的正常呢？
So what will you do? Do you continue waiting? And how do you live and act in uncertain times like now?
那你要怎么办呢？你就一直等吗？你要如何自处呢？在这种不确定的时刻下，当下你要如何的自处呢？
Well, God has a lot to say about this.
哇，神有很多要我们知道的信息，有关这个题目。
And you can be encouraged because he has a specific message for all of us while we wait.
当我们在这个等待中，神有许多要我们知道的事，知道的原则，知道的事实。
And he has specific things he wants each of us to do while we're waiting for normal to return so that we can grow.
当我们在这个等待所谓的回归正常的时候，他有一些非常重要的信息，有些实在的事情要我们去做，让我们在这中也能够成长。
See, the worst thing that could happen is that you come out of the pandemic weaker and more tired and less spiritually mature than when it began.
有一样事情是更比疫情更坏的，就是当这个疫情过去了以后，你发现你比以往更加的软弱，更加的疲倦。
See, God doesn't want this, but instead he wants you to flourish and to grow right where you're planted, right now.
这不是神所要看到的，神要你在你栽种的地上能够继续的成长，继续的旺盛。
You might not know this, but the Israelites were in lockdown for a long time too.
也许您还不知道，以色列人曾经有过很长一段时间是困在这个所谓的困境里面。
And after King David died, the whole Israelite nation began to decline as people began to worship other gods and forget about Yahweh God.
当大王去世以后，因为以色列人民因为他们忘记了耶和华而去拜假神，以至于国势突然的颓败。
And you can read about this over and over again in the book of Kings, that the people and the kings did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以在这个列王记里，你可以一再的读到说列王跟他们的人民是如何的一再的行耶和华眼中为恶的事。
And they began to resemble the nations around them instead of being a nation set apart to be a light to the other kingdoms.
他们越来越像周边的列国，而不是神分别为圣出来，让在世上做光的一个国度。
And because of this, God warned his people through the prophets for decades that if they didn't turn back to him, that they would be destroyed by the nations around them.
因此神一再地透过他的先知数十年如一日的警告百姓，如果他们不回归的话，他们将会被他们周边的列国所消灭。
And this is exactly what happens.
事实也就是这样发生了。
First, the Assyrians destroyed the northern tribes, and then the Babylonians destroyed Judah.
首先是亚述帝国灭掉了北国，然后是南国被灭于巴比伦帝国。
And Babylon tore through Jerusalem, destroyed and looted the temple, and then took all of the able-bodied Israelites back to Babylon.
巴比伦军队长驱直入，毁灭了耶路撒冷，也毁灭了圣殿，然后掳去了不少圣殿中的圣物，然后也多的精英分子都掳到了巴比伦。
And they found themselves captive in a foreign land, waiting for God to rescue them.
然后他们发现他们突然到了一个陌生的之地， 然后在里面等待神的救赎。
And they wanted badly for things to go back to normal, to the way they were.
他们非常迫切希望能够回归所谓的从前那种正常的状态，他们希望能够回归家园。
Their lives were put on hold, and they waited, thinking that God would rescue them soon.
生命突然陷入中一种长久的等待，然后在等待中，他们非常的想神能够赶快来救赎。
But God had a different message for them, and we find this in Jeremiah chapter 29.
但是神有另外一个信息，我们在耶利米书第29章看到神给他们一个信息。
This chapter is actually a letter, and it's written from Jeremiah to the exiles in Babylon. And God gives the Israelites a strategy for flourishing while they're in captivity.
事实上这一章是一个书信，是耶利米先知写给在巴比伦地的被掳之民，然后告诉以色列一个在当地能够兴旺的一个策略。
He tells them that they're going to be in exile for 70 years and not to sit around waiting.
他告诉他们说，你们将会在这个被掳之地留70年之久，所以不要再坐在那边等待了。
What does God tell them to do while they're waiting?
所以当他们在等待的时候，神要他们做些什么事情呢？
So in this chapter, we find seven things that God told the Israelites to do while they waited.
在这个章节中，我们看到神要以色列人在等待当中要做七样事情。
And these seven things are also timeless principles for today.
所以这七样事情对我们今天的人来说也是同样的宝贵。
See, God doesn't want us to do nothing and wait for normal to return. He wants us to do something.
神并不是要我们在等待恢复正常中无所事事，而是他要我们做有所作为。
And if you do these seven things today while you're waiting for COVID to end, then you're going to grow and you're going to flourish in whatever circumstances you find yourself in.
当你能做到这七件事的时候，尽管你是在等待疫情结束，你会继续的成长，你去继续的旺盛。
See, our circumstances are often beyond our control, but what we do about them isn't.
很多时候环境是远超过我们所能控制的，但是当我们身历其境的时候，我们做些什么是我们自己可以控制的。
So we're going to look at Jeremiah 29:4-14. Because it's full of wisdom for us under lockdown.
所以我们来看一下耶利米书第29章4到14，特别对我们这些陷入困境中的人们来说，他们是充满了智慧。
So the first thing that we must do while waiting is to accept God's rule over your life.
所以第一样事情要做的就是接受主是你生命中掌权者。
This is the very first thing that God tells the Israelites.
这是首要的事情，神告诉以色列人的第一样事情。
And in Jeremiah 29, verse 4, we read, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
所以耶利米书29:4节，万军之耶和华以色列的神对所有被掳的，就是耶和华把他们从耶路撒冷掳到巴比伦去的人。
See, the very first thing God does is remind his people that he's in charge.
所以神第一样要提醒以色列人的事情，就是说他在掌权，他在做主。
This is important because when the Israelites went into captivity, many of them did not follow the Lord anymore.
这是非常重要的，因为当他们被掳的时候，许多以色列人并没有在跟随主。
They needed a reminder that God was in control, and we often need this reminder too.
对，他们必须要被提醒说神在掌权，这也是我们今天需要被提醒的事情。
So I'm going to break down this verse for us.
对，我们来好好的分析一下这段经文。
So God says he's the Lord of hosts. That means he's God over all of the spiritual beings, all of the angels.
所以神说万军之耶和华，表示说神是超乎万有，他是灵界掌权者， 包括天使。
And God says he's the God of Israel, so he's the God over the people, which now includes us through Jesus.
所以他是万民之神，所以表示说也是今天他也是我们的主。
And he says, whom I sent into exile. God actually says that he sent them into exile himself.
所以神经里说是他自己把以色列人送到这个被掳之地的，是他把他们送到那里。
So this letter is a word to give up false hopes of an early return, but it's also a promise that they would return in 70 years.
所以这一个信就告诉以色列人不要再有一些不虚有的盼望，而是要在，而是，但是他也答应他们70年后他们可以回归故国。
And so this verse shows us that the starting point is that God is supreme over all, and nothing is outside of his control.
所以这一件，所以开始最重要的就是神掌权，然后没有任何事情是超过，没有任何事情他不能够掌握，或者不在他的范围之内的。
He allowed the Israelites to go into exile, and he actually allowed COVID too.
他允许以色列人被掳，他也允许疫情的发生。
And this doesn't mean he caused it, but he does allow it, and he has a purpose behind it.
但这边表示是他神是造成这些事件，而是他允许他们发生，因为这里面有他的目的。
See, often God allows out of his love what he could prevent in his power so that we can grow.
很多时候神虽然有大能能够足预防这些事情，但是因为他对我们的爱，他让允许这些事情发生，让我们在期间能够得到成长。
And circumstances are beyond our control, but they're not beyond God's control.
所以环境我们是不能控制，但是环境是受制于神的。
And we may not understand why, but God does bring good out of every situation.
我们也许不明白为什么，但是神确实能够使万事互相效力。
COVID is not good, right? There's death, there's economic ruin, there's anxiety, there's racial tension.
所以这个疫情，冠状病疫情并不是一件好事。有死亡，有经济的毁灭，有焦虑，有恐惧，有种族的对立等等不好的事情。
But God will bring good out of it. He can bring salvation out of it. It's a chance for the church to represent Christ to the world. It's a time to be with family. It even exposes our weaknesses so that we can see them and work on them.
但是也因为这个疫情，我们得到从中取到了许多的好处，比如说神的救恩临到许多的人，教会能够代表神来面对世界，我们有更多的时间能够家庭团聚，我们也能够发现我们的弱点，然后我们可以能够改进。
See, God is doing something amazing right now, and wouldn't you rather partner with him instead of resisting him or just passively waiting?
所以神现在在行使一些大能的事情，所以你是要与他合伙做伙伴呢，还是拒绝他呢？
So how do you place yourself under God's leadership during a crisis?
你是继续在那边无所事事等待呢，或者是能够做一些事情呢？
You must acknowledge that God is king and he knows what he's doing.
你必须要知道他是万王之王，他知道他所行的事情。
So you say something like, God, you are Lord over the good in my and bad in my life, and I give them all to you. Use them for your glory, and help me see what you're doing and be a part of that.
所以你要对自己说，神，我知道你是我生命的主，我把我生命的好跟坏都交托于你，求你能用他们来荣耀你自己，也帮助我能够看到你的作为，也让我能够能够有福气，能够一起参与。
So first you accept God's rule for your life.
首先你要接受神是你生命中的主。
Then number two, you settle down and make the most of today.
然后第二点你要做的就是能够心平气和的 就稳住来，然后好好的利用每一天。
God tells the exiles in Jeremiah 29 verse 5 to build houses and live in them and plant gardens and eat their produce.
然后神告诉以色列人说，你们要建造房屋，定居下来，要栽种园子，吃园中的果子。
What do building houses and planting gardens have in common?
我们看到建造房屋跟这个建造园子有什么相同之处呢？
Both take time. Both are something that requires a long view.
两样事情都需要有时间，两样事情都需要有长远的计划。
See, God wants you to take a long view and to prosper and grow while you wait on Him.
说神要你在等待中有一个长远的看见，然后能够得以成长，得以兴旺。
He says to build houses. This isn't something that happens quickly. Right, it requires planning and labor, and you only do it if you won't be moving.
所以当我说提到建造房子，这并不是一件可以马上立马成就的事情，而是要有时间，然后需要有计划，需要有费力，需要有有劳动力。然后呢，你只有当你知道你不是马上要迁移的时候，你才会去做这件事情。
So you must have this attitude now, and don't put your life on hold.
所以你必须要有这样的一个心智，这样一个态度，不要把你的生命放在好像刹车上面。
So you don't wait for a better day to come, and you don't live with a temporary mindset, because all you have is this moment today.
所以不要消极的等待，也不要说一直等待说好日子会马上到来，而是不去这种暂时性的心态，因为你眼下所有的，你今天所有的就是眼下，就是现在。
So you need to accept how things are today as normal, the new normal, and ask yourself, how can I adapt?
所以你就把眼下一切事情就当作所谓的新的正常，然后你要问的就是说我如何来适应这个新的正常。
So what have you been putting off or waiting for the right time to do? Because now is the right time.
所以你如果有一些事情，你说我等到时间对的时候再去做的时候，现在就是对的时间。
God also says to plant gardens. He wants us to plant seeds now in order to harvest fruit later.
神也要你建造园子，他要你现在就播种，然后以后才会有收成。
So what seed could you plant today that you can reap the benefits of while you wait?
所以你种了些什么种子呢？当这个事情过，这个疫情过去以后，你才能有所收获呢？
You can ask yourself, what do I need to do today to be where I want to be tomorrow?
你可以告诉你，问你自己，我今天要做一些什么事情，然后我能够未来，明天能够享受得到呢？
You just need to take some small steps, a little by little, over time.
我们就是一步一步来嘛，每天做一点，每天做一点。
And instead of viewing your house as a prison, maybe you can view it as a classroom or a monastery.
所以，与其把你的家变成一个像囚笼，不如把它视为一个教室，或者是一个修道所。
So what can you learn right now? Maybe there's a language or an instrument that you want to learn, or books to read, or a relationship that you can build.
So you can learn what? A new language, a new instrument, a new book, some books to read, or you can rebuild your relationships.
Your home can actually become your private space where you get closer to God through prayer and scripture reading.
透过祷告与读经，你的家，你的房子，可以让你能够更亲密的，能够与神有建立一个更亲密的关系。
There's been a lot of study lately that shows that small daily habits and behaviors have a huge impact over time.
所以有些研究报告告诉我们说，每天做一些事情的话，然后以后养成的一个习惯。是有非常重大的影响。
So, for example, if you increase a skill 10% a month, you'll be over 3 times better in a year.
如果你每天在一项技艺上面进步 10%， 一年以后你就比今天要进步了三倍。
But if you increase a skill just 1% a day, you'll be almost 38 times better in a year.
但是如果你每天只是进步 1%， 但是一年之后你就会比今天进步了38倍。
You couldn't care for a garden once a month and expect it to grow, right?
所以你不可能说你的这个关注一个园子，种园子只是关注一个月，然后希望它能够丰收，对吧？
So your life, just like tending a garden, you do a little bit of watering and weeding each day, and then the seed bears fruit many times over.
所以生命就像一个花园一样，你就每天浇点水，每天花点时间，然后呢？
So you can find small daily things to do to get closer to God and extend your ministry and learn new skills.
所以你每天都与神更加的亲密，然后你就会学到与神更亲密，有更多的学到更多的功课。
And then we get to the third thing that we learn from God's message to the exiles.
好，第三样我们要学到的事情。
Which is, don't isolate yourself, build new relationships.
不要孤立自己，要建立新的关系。
In Jeremiah 29:6, we read, take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease.
29章第六节告诉我们，你们要娶妻生养儿女，要为你们的儿子娶媳妇，把你们的女儿出嫁，好让他们也生养儿女，你们要在那里增多，不可减少。
During a crisis, it's easy to sit alone with fearful dark thoughts.
他们在危机的时候很容易就变成坐在那里，然后充满了一些恐惧的或者是 黑暗的思维。
You might say, I'm alone, I don't have enough food or money or time, the world is in chaos, the end times are coming.
你会说，哎呀，我就是独自一个人了，没有人帮助了，然后我又钱又不够，食物又不够，时间也不够，整个世界都是混乱的，哎，这个世界末日要来了。
So you need to shift the focus outward to what God is doing around you.
所以你必须往外看，然后关注在神在你周围有哪些作为。
And being in a community with other people is vital to do this.
所以在社区里面与别人在一起的话是非常重要的。
Being around other people, especially Christians, will give you a broader and more hopeful perspective on how God is acting.
当我们与人有接触，特别是跟基督徒的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，可以给我们一个更宽广的、更有希望的一个看法。
And of course, there's social distancing right now, and we have to be physically distant, but it doesn't mean you have to be relationally distant. We can still do life together.
对，当然我们现在在身体上需要一个社交的一个距离，但是我们在这个关系上，我们不需要有这样的一个社交距离。
And as much as you can, you need to try to lead a normal life. You need goals and structure and a schedule, but above all, you need relationships.
你应该尽量的过出一个正常的生活，好比说还是必须要有目标，必须有规范，然后呢必须要做事的事情，但是更重要的是你必须要有人际关系。
See, you can't follow Jesus or even be human without relationships.
你作为一个人或者作为一个基督徒的门徒，你是不可能说没有人际关系的。
We're the body of Christ, and we all need each other. So you need to ask yourself, have you been spending enough time with other people?
因为我们是在一起是耶稣的身体，我们需要彼此需要。你有没有问自己，我有跟别人在一起足够的时间吗？
And we have so much technology to aid us with this, right? We have email and phone and chat and Zoom. We don't have any excuse not to connect anymore.
我们有各式各样的高科技来帮助我们，有我们的所谓的网址，我们所有的iPhone， 我们就所谓的这个 Zoom 等等的，所以没有任何的借口不去接触别人。
And we need each other. We need to give and receive words of encouragement and hope from each other.
我们需要彼此，我们需要能够给跟接受，彼此的鼓励，然后呢，彼此所给的希望。
We need to bear up each other's burdens in prayer and remind each other of the promises of God and the hope we have in Christ.
我们要彼此负担，在祷告中彼此的负担，然后提醒彼此，神在耶稣基督里给我们的应许。
So who can you connect with that you haven't been talking to?
所以你以前因为忙而有所推延的事情，现在可以跟谁能够重新取得联络呢？
For me, it's my parents. I get too busy and I don't call them as much as I should.
对我来说就是我的父母，我以前是太忙了，都没时间打电话给他们。
So who can you encourage and who can you call and pray with?
所以你能够鼓励谁？你能够打电话给谁？然后与谁一起祷告呢？
So you accept God's rule, you make the most of today, and you build relationships.
所以你接受神的掌管，你尽量把今天过好，你建立起新的人际关系，然后你还可以做什么呢？
And number four, you work for the good of your community.
第四样就是为社区的公义而做工。In
Jeremiah 29:7, we read, "But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare."
29:7节告诉你，我把你们掳到的那城，你们要为他求平安。
This command would have sounded crazy to the Israelites.
这个命令对以色列被掳到异乡的以色列人说，好像有点疯狂。Because
Babylon was not a nice city. They actually had a reputation for their cruelty, and they had just destroyed Israel and all their people.
然后巴比伦并不是一个很好的城市，他们是以残酷而闻名，而且他们才刚刚毁掉以色列人的家园。How
can God ask the exiled Israelites to work for the peace of Babylon?
所以神怎么能够要求以色列人民为巴比伦来求平安呢？
Well, the answer is simple. It's because that's where he put them.
答案是非常简单，因为是他把他们派遣到那个地方去的。And
the Israelites, wherever they were supposed to be a kingdom of priests meant to represent God to the world.
以色列人不管他们到何处，他们应该是一个有君尊的祭司，他们应该是代表神的一个国度。We
also have been adopted into the family of God and have the same mission.
我们同样也是被收养在神的家里，我们也同样的使命。
See, Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
照样在马太福音说，照样你们的光也应当照在人前，让他们看见你们的好行为，用颂赞你们在天上的父。The
others in this verse he's talking about are those in the dark, not those who have the light already.
对，这里神提到的他们讲的是那些还在黑暗中还不认识神的，没有看到。And
you need to let your light shine on people who are in a dark place right now that maybe don't have the same hope that you have.
说你必须要把光照亮在这些人前，也许他们并没有你那样的一种希望、盼望。So
how do you do this?
要如何做到这一点呢？
You can be a peacemaker, you can be a servant, you can be a catalyst, you can be an agent of blessing, you can be a reconciler.
你可以做一个平安的使者，你可以做一个祝福的源头，你可以做一个使人和睦的人。So
I'm going to tell you a quick story about someone that did this, and it wasn't hard, it was just small little acts that they did.
我要告诉他一个有关这个 一个故事，并不是非常困难的，但是就是你随手可做，但是却改变一个人生的一个善举。
In San Diego, there was a Starbucks employee named Lennon, and a woman yelled at him because he asked her to wear a face mask in the store.
在圣地亚哥，在一个星巴克的店里，有一个员工的名字叫做 Lennon。然后他因为要求一个女的顾客戴上口罩而被这个女的顾客大破口大骂。
She even took a picture of him and posted it online as a way to bully him.
他甚至这位女顾客甚至照了一张 Lennon 的照片，然后把他 post 到这个网站，以此来凌骂他。
And he was just doing his job and trying to keep people safe, but he became a victim of this angry woman.
然后这位员工他只是想做好他的工作，同时照顾到顾客的平安。
And there's a guy from, oh sorry, go ahead.
他因此而变成一个受害者。
And there's a guy from Irvine named Matt, who found out about this and thought it was horrible. So he started a GoFundMe page, which is just a place for people to give Lennon a tip for doing what was right.
然后有个住在尔湾区的一个人叫做 Matt 一个人，他认为这是太可怕了，不应该的事，所以他就设立一个网站，让大家能够给 Lenny 一个小费来鼓励他。
And this campaign raised him $105,445.
就这样一个随手的一个义举，一个很简单的网页，然后。聚集了有10万5445元，收了105,445元。
And he plans on using the money to study kinesiology at Cal State Fullerton and also donate to charities.
然后 Lenny 他就决定能够靠着这笔钱能够回到学校去念他的运动机能学，然后呢也能够。能够回馈社会，能够捐助别人。
What I like about this story is that it was just a simple steps from a lot of people working together, like setting up a website or donating a few dollars, and it completely changed someone's life.
我对这个事情非常喜欢的就是这是一个很简单的能够做到的事情，设立一个网页，每个人捐个几块钱，但是它完全的改变一个人的生命。
We can do the same thing.
我们也能够做得到。
Because our job as Christians is to share the good news and build the common good.
身为基督徒，我们就是要能够分享好信息，然后呢，能够互相那个帮助。
The two go hand in hand.
两样是一体，这两样是一体的两面。
And you've probably heard the old saying, people don't care what you know.Until they know that you care.
你大概听过这样一句老话，就是说，人们并不关心你所知道的事情，一直到他们知道你关心他们。
And this is how God works. He inhabits an area through His church, and He brings salvation and peace to that area.
做神的作为就是如此，他透过教会能够带来救恩，能够带来平安。
So is there something that you can do this week to work for peace in your community?
所以你今天在你的社区能够为这个社区的平安做些什么吗?
Is there someone's needs you can meet, or someone that you can reconcile with, or someone that you can encourage?
有些人需要你能够帮助吗?有些人他需要能够恢复关系你能够帮助吗?有些人他需要鼓励你能够做到吗?
This verse also tells us to pray for the success of our city.
然后这个经句告诉我们为我们这个城市的成功来祷。
We're told to pray for Babylon, which is like saying, pray for the enemy.
所以当神要他们为巴比伦这个城市祷告，就等于是要他们为敌人祷告一样。
And why do we do this? It's because if Babylon prospers, so will you.If your city prospers, so will you.
因为当巴比伦是兴旺的话，居住在其中的居民也兴旺。当我们的城市兴旺的时候，我们也兴旺。
Did you know that the Psalms are a prayer book of the Bible?
我们知道诗篇是圣经中的祷告书吗？
It has prayers for every situation, including a prayer for your city.
对，任何的状况中，我们都可以找到有关的祷告，包括为你的城市祷告。
And Psalm 122, 6 and 7 is a beautiful example of how and why we pray for our city.
诗篇122篇6到7章就是一个非常好的例子。
It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you.For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，说耶路撒冷啊，我愿爱你的人都亨通，愿你的城墙内有平安，愿你的宫殿中有安稳。为了我的兄弟和朋友的缘故，我要说愿你中间有平安。
So in this verse, we see four things that we can pray for our city.
所以从这个经典，我们看到有可以四样事情为我们的城市祷告。
We pray for the peace of city, that there's no conflict and that people work together in unity.
为城市的平安祷告，其中居民没有纠纷，能够以共同的生活在一起。
We can pray for the people of your city, that they're healthy and prosperous and that they find God.
为城市中的居民祷告，愿他们都健康，愿他们能够得到神的祝福。
You can pray for the protection of your city, that people are safe, that they're protected from evil and danger.
为了城市的保护祷告，居住的居民能够得到保护，能够平安的居住其中。
And you can pray for the prosperity of your city, that it is a successful place, a place of justice and love.
然后为这个城市的繁荣祷告，让它成为一个成功的，然后是一个有正义的一个城市。
This is an easy thing for us to do every day.
所以每天都能够做到的。
And why do we do it? We do it so that your family and your friends and the house of God is blessed.
我们为什么要这样做呢？因为如此做，我们的家人、我们的朋友，然后神的殿也得到祝福。
Another thing this letter from Jeremiah tells the exiles is, don't listen to manipulators or fake news.
然后这同样的这个信中耶利米告诉他们说，不要听信假新闻，不要听信那些扭曲新闻的人。
We read in Jeremiah 29, 8 and 9, For thus says the Lord God of hosts, God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are among you deceive you.And do not listen to the dreams that they dream. For it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord.
万军之耶和华以色列神这样说，不要被你们中间的先知和做占卜的欺骗，也不要听信自己所做的梦，因为他们冒我名对你们说虚谎的、虚假的预言，我并没有差派他们，这是耶和华的宣告。
Whenever there's a crisis, you're going to hear a lot of conspiracy theories and lies.
当有危机的时候，我们听到很多虚假的谎言。
Some people say, this is God's judgment, or this isn't really happening, or the world is ending.
有人认为说，哦，这就是神的最后的审判了，这个不可能发生了，或者说，世界马上要末日马上要到了。
Some use the name of God to manipulate and lie, but God says, I have not sent them.
说许多人冒神的名来扭曲事实，但是神说我并没有差遣他们。
So you don't have to believe them, and you don't even have to pay attention.
哎呀，就不要听掩耳，就不要听他们了，甚至不要关注他们。
Today the false prophets usually aren't religious, right? They're usually political, and I mean every side.
今天的所谓假先知，甚至都不是宗教的假先知，他们都是有关于政治上的目的性的。
Do you remember all of the misinformation on Facebook during the last election?
大家还记得上次的大选，我们在苏联上面看到一些所谓的谎言吗？
There's so much fake news that you didn't even know what to believe anymore.
假新闻真是漫天铺地，你根本不知道要从何信起。
So don't believe everything you read in here, and just remember that most people have an agenda, and their truth isn't always accurate or complete.
你就不要相信你所看的或所听的，只要记得许多人他们就是一些私心的，然后呢，他们所谓的真相并不是完全的，或者并不是正确的。
So you need to be diligent in seeking the truth and rely on God's word and not what the news says.
所以你必须要信靠在神的话语中来寻求真理，而不是靠这些新闻，这些所谓的谎言。
Because God's word is the one thing that you can always trust to be accurate.
因为只有神的话语才是百分之百的正确，百分之百的可信。
So number six is that we trust God's promise to prosper you.
所以第六项就是相信神的应许，因为他要使你得到兴旺。
In verse 10 and 11, God says, For thus says the Lord, When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
耶和华这样说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我必眷顾你们，向你们实行我满有恩惠的诺言，把你们带回到这地来，因我自己知道我为你们所定的计划是使你们得平安，而不是遭受灾祸的计划，要赐给你们美好的前程和盼望。这是耶和华的宣言。
Did you know that there's only over 7,000 promises in the Bible? There's these promises in Scripture are there waiting for you to hold on to.
你知道圣经里有7000之多的应许吗？这些应许就在等着你来承受。
So you need to become a promise person.Become a woman or a man of the word, of God's promises.
你必须要成为一个神话语的人，然后你能够承受到神给你的应许。
See, God loves you and he has plans to prosper you. And it says in these verses that he will take up your cause.
所以神他爱你，他要你的是兴旺。然后在这个经句中会告诉说他会帮助你。
And our job, while we wait on God, is to dig into his word and seek out his promises to us and take hold of them.
然后我们要做的就是能够研读神的话语，找到神的应许，然后能够抓住这些应许。
So we need to remember what it says in Romans 8:28. It says, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
我们记得罗马书八章二十八节所说的，我们知道万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是奉他的名呼召被他所召的人。
So God can work abundant good out of even the bad in your life. You need to hold on to that promise.
所以在最坏的境况中，神也能够让他能够互相效力，所以你必须要抓住这个应许。
So this week, ask God how to reveal how he's using this current crisis for your good and for the good of his church.
So, 这个礼拜你就要求神能够让你知道神是如何在你生命中所发生一些在这个困境中神要由你生命中引发一些什么好的事情。
He has a future full of hope for you.
他对你的未来是充满的希望的。
And this leads us to the best news of all.
然后就接着我们要讲到我们一个最好的信息。
Number seven is expect spiritual revival to come.
第七样就是要期待属灵复兴的来临。
In Jeremiah 29:12-14, God says, Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me.When you seek me with all of your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile.
耶利米书二十九章十二到十四说，你们要呼求我，要来向我祷告，我就必应允你们。你们要寻找我，只要一心寻求，就必寻见。我必给你们寻见，我必使你们被掳的归回。
See, God,
从你们去各国各地，把你们聚集起来，带回我掳你们离开的地方去。这是耶和华的宣言。
See, God gave hope to the Israelites that their exile would end.
所以神给以色列人一个希望，就是他们的被掳是会结束的。
And even though they brought the exile upon themselves, it was not God's will to keep them there in exile.
所以被掳是他们自取其祸的，神的本意并不是要他们被掳的。
He promises that when the Israelites put him first, he'll be there waiting for them, ready to bless them.
所以答应一旦以色列人能够悔改的话，神就会帮助他们。
Their hearts will be changed and their priorities will be reordered, and then they will come out of exile.
当他们的心能够改变，当他们的取舍能够改变的时候，神就会来把他们带回，回归故国。
So what does this mean for us today and our communities? What can we hold on to?
这对我们以及我们的社区是什么样的意义呢？我们能够，能够得到什么样的应许呢？
We can hold on to the fact that God will hear you. God promises you'll, when you seek him, you will find him. That things will turn around and that he'll free you from your captivity.
所以我们抓住的就是神会听你，听到你，而是应许你，当你去寻求的时候就会被寻到。神也答应他会把事情扭转过来，神会将你从被掳之地重新得到自由。
See, when you seek God, revival happens.
所以当你寻求神的时候，属灵就会复兴。
Have you noticed this during COVID?
你有注意到这个有关这个疫情吗？
I don't want to deny all the bad things that are happening right now, but there's also spiritual revival happening at the same time.
我并不否认有很多不好的事情发生，但是同样的有一些很有一些属灵的复兴在发生。
Here's an example from Saddleback Church, and I'm not sharing this to brag. I'm just sharing this to show how God uses people in the midst of crisis.
我要分享一些有关于马鞍山发生的事。我并不是来自己这里要夸口，而是我想跟你分享一些神的作为，在这个危机中的一些作为。
So from the middle of March to the middle of July, we've had 11,000 new believers.
所以从三月初到七月初，我们多了11,000个新的信徒。
And that's not through any big revival events. That's just through one-on-one conversations.
这些新的信徒并不是经由一些大型的属灵造事活动，而是透过一对一的一种事工。
And we've given out 2,000 pounds of food with 12,000 volunteers giving it out.
然后有12,000个义工，然后送出了有200万磅的食物。
And there's more people coming to the church in this past 20 weeks than any other time in the history of Saddleback Church.
然后有史以来，在过去的20个礼拜中，到马鞍山的人数是有史以来最多的人数。
And again, this isn't meant to brag. It's meant to give you hope that God can use any situation to build his kingdom.
所以并不是我在那夸口，我只是要告诉各位，这里在神透过任何的环境都能够建造他自己的王国，我们要有盼望。
And you can be a part of that too, if you seek God with all of your heart.
当你全心全意寻求神的时候，你也可以有份的。
And since the community can't come to the church right now,We need to find ways to bring the church out into the community.
现况中这个社区不能够来到教会，我们就要想法把教会送到旧社区里。
I have one more thought real quick before we close.
在我们结束之前，我还有一样事情要分享。
See, the biggest difference between victory and defeat in your life is your perspective in the midst of crisis.
所以成功与失败最大的分灵点就是当你身处这个危机之中，你是采取一个什么样的感官？
If we want victory, we have to have God's perspective.
如果我们要胜利的话，我们必须要有神的看法，神的观点。
And in Jeremiah 24, God gives Jeremiah a vision of a basket of figs.
所以在耶利米书二十章四到十七节的时候，神给耶利米一个装满了无花果篮子的一个意象。
And this shows us God's perspective in this vision.
对，这就表示神的兴旺。
In this verse, there's good figs and rotten figs, and he calls those who wait on him in the midst of the exile the good figs.
对，篮子里有好的无花果，有坏的无花果，但是神要他们，我们能够耐心的等待，然后在这个被掳的当中能够结出好的无花果，这是他下面讲的话。
And this is what God says in Jeremiah 24, 6 through 7, he says, I will set my eyes on them for good. I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up.I will give them a heart to know that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return to me with their whole heart.
耶利米书二十章六到七节，我必关注他们，眷顾他们，领他们归回这地。我必建立他们，必不拆毁；我必栽植他们，必不拔除。我必赐给他们一颗认识我的心，知道我就是耶和华。他们要做我的子民，我要亲自做他们的神，因为他们必一心归向我。
See, this is a vision of hope for those in exile, that God will give you a heart to love him.
所以这是神给这些被逐之地的一些意象，就是神会给你一个新的心，让你们能够爱他。
And God says, don't wait for things to get back to normal, but to wait on him.
神说你所要等待的不是事情能够回转到所谓的正常，而是你要等待他。
And we ask God what he's doing right now, and we partner with him in that.
我们要问神他现在的要做的是什么，然后要我们要跟他一起同工。
He says, then you'll be well treated and brought back and built up and planted with hearts that recognize God.
然后神必善待你，然后会把你带领回去，然后继续的建造，继续的栽种，然后你的心会认识。
And this isn't just going back to the way things were, but experiencing something new and hopeful as a result of the crisis.
这并不是说把他事情都回归到原点的所谓的一些正常。而是你在有一个新的透过新的经验，然后你在有个新的态度。
Yeah, and God has gifts for you in the crisis. He doesn't want you to get back to normal. He actually wants better for you than normal.
神在危机中要赐给你新的礼物，他不是要你只是回归所谓的正常，而是他要你变得更好。
So this is the fruit of crisis. This is what we can rely on God to accomplish right now in the midst of our difficulties.
So this is the 危机所产生的果子。这也就当我们依靠神的时候，我们现在在这个危机中就能够做到。
All right, let's pray together. Father, thank you for using everything good and bad in our lives.
我们感谢你，让我们能够用我们生命中所有的好跟坏的事情。
We pray that while we're waiting for things to go back to normal, that you can continue to help us grow closer to you and closer to other people.
当我们在等待回归这个正常的时候，我们能够继续不断的能够更加亲近你，也更加亲近别人。
And we pray for the strength and the love to reach out to people that don't know you yet and to serve other people around us.
让我们能够有这样的力量，能够把你介绍给还不认识你的人，能够帮助一些别人。
Help us bring light and hope into our homes and our communities and our cities this week.
把光和希望带给我们的家，带给我们的社区。
And we pray this in your name. Amen.
我们靠信靠主耶稣基督的名这样的祷告。Amen.
下面请 Elder 牧师带领我们读祷文，请大家可以把麦克风打开。So, Pastor Elder will lead us with Lord's Prayer. You can turn on your microphone.
Okay, yeah, everyone turn on your mic and we'll pray together.